Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it's 17 March 2021. We are so thankful that you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. Just me and you tonight. We're going to do a one-on-one, some Bible discussion, some other things, and I'm glad you're out there tonight. I do mean that. And don't forget, by the grace of God, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. I'm going to hit on the lesson tonight a little bit that we're going to cover in much more detail this coming Saturday in Bible study. And I hope you'll be joining us because it's a very, very, very important lesson. But you can join us if you want to at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning Eastern Time. If you want to watch us live, you can go to live stream. Or just go to our website, pastorbutch.com, and find live stream. We'll be on there. You can watch us on there if you like, and we have four different phone numbers, thanks to Kevin Gallagher with Truth Be Told Radio Network to give us. You can listen to the teachings. If you want to call tomorrow and get the numbers, we'll give them to you. I don't like to give them on the air because they're too long, take up too much time, and it just confuse people because sometimes they're kind of hard to hear on shortwave, whatever. If you call tomorrow in the office, I'll give you all four numbers, and try to listen to the teaching this coming Saturday. Now, we'll be in the office tomorrow. But we're closing early. There was a death in Crystal's family, Crystal and Judy. You know, Judy and Crystal are mom and daughter, and there's a death in the family, so they won't be here tomorrow. I'll be here till 3 o'clock, and I'll be leaving early because I'm going to the funeral, okay? So tomorrow, the office will be open from 9 to 3, then I got to go to a funeral. So Crystal lost a cousin. They were very close, very close. Very hard on Crystal. The whole family, very hard on Crystal because they were so close. So keep Crystal and the family in prayers, please. Her cousin April passed away kind of unexpectedly. She'd been sick for a while, but just all of a sudden, we knew Thursday they took her to a major hospital north of us, and then Friday she passed away. So keep that family in prayers, please. So we'll be closing an hour early tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And so I'm just keep in prayer because it really was hard on. Again, we will be having church this weekend. Please join us if you can. We'd love for you to call in, listen to the broadcast, our teachings, or watch online. But we want you to join us. And there's a phone number on the screen when you do watch it. So you can call and share comments. Now, I know that the viewership went way down for a while there because situations come in. But we took care of those, I think. So I hope that you'll join us back in the live Bible studies. I really mean that. Because this lesson coming up is going to be so important. It truly is. And I'll get a little bit of it tonight in much more detail Saturday. And don't forget, we're offering the dictionary on special. If you don't have a Noah-Webster dictionary in your home, you don't have a dictionary in your home, period. And don't go to Google and try to find the meaning of the word. They're not the same. A Noah-Webster dictionary is absolutely the one to have. The 1828 original copy of the dictionary, regularly on $95, now on sale, we'll just say for $79.95, $80, delivered to your door. And I hope you'll get one for your family and for yourself. And we are offering a teaching we did last time Bible study that I wasn't sure people would be interested in, but many people seem to be. We exposed where false teachings come from, like the rapture theory, and how Cyrus Schofield was such a scoundrel. Folks, he was a scoundrel. He was a scoundrel. And he was controlled by Zionist friends to rewrite the Bible to cause us to believe that we were a Judeo-Christian nation. Very, very much a falsehood. But nonetheless, that teaching's available, folks, from DVD or CD for $10. And I hope you'll get a copy for yourself and show it to your friend, because if they're using a Schofield Bible, they're being greatly deceived. And most Baptist churches, at least for years, use a Schofield Bible. Got a lot of false teachings out of it. So it's available if you want it. That's all news offered. Do what you can, do what you want with it. You can do what you think's best. But we offer the truth and nothing but the truth here, best I can, because it's important that I'm accountable for souls that I teach and lead, and I don't want your blood on my hands. I don't want your soul on my hands. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm coming out of deception myself. Don't think because I'm teaching something seems so highly intelligent and so it's almost like a discovery. It's not because it hasn't been there all along. It has been. But I'm learning like you are. I'm just a mere mortal. I'm just learning as you are. Yeah, I study. We're told in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that we're to study to show ourselves approved. And because the church hasn't done that, the church has missed the mark so far that you can hardly tell they exist in this nation any longer. And that's the truth, and you know that's the truth. You know it is. But you know, it's important to understand an issue, to understand why and how we got to where we are, and so we won't be further deceived. And again, study the scriptures and understand what's saying is so important. That's why I use a Strong's Concordance and 1828 dictionary to back it up, because I promise you, folks, what I'm telling you is not new. I've read it many times, but I just never studied it out like I should have. Study doesn't mean just reading the Bible. It means getting into the concordance and seeing what the words actually mean, and digging into the English language and see what they really mean. As I taught many years ago on Daniel 8:25, you read where the Antichrist, the beast, will destroy many through peace. Well, everyone knows what the word peace means. It means absence of war and forcing people to behave themselves. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to go in and look up in the concordance, and I did. And I found out that isn't how it, that's the right word. It's the right usage. It really is. But it's more to it than just peace. There's more to it, much more to it. When I looked the word up in the concordance, folks, the way the Antichrist, the beast system, destroys many is through false security and prosperity. Prosperity always destroys a people. Eventually, it takes them down. It always does. And in Hosea 4:7, he said, the God said, the more my people increased, the more they forgot me. So this is a fact. Prosperity will take us down every time because we become selfish, self-centered, arrogant, and we don't need God any longer. And that's how we get in the mess. So, you know, Hosea 4:6, where people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And here's the sad part about it. When the church is ignorant, when the church is destroyed before lack of knowledge, so is society all around them. The church was put here to preserve the world, to be an influence in the world, to be salt and light into the world. When the church is destroyed because of ignorance, the whole world, the whole nation crumbles. And that's what's happened to America. We have not recognized the truth of God's Word because we haven't taken time to study it. We trust Cyrus Cofield's notes, footnotes. We don't take time to get into words and dig them apart. Listen, I'm just starting myself for the last several years. I didn't know either. But the more I study the Scriptures, the more I realize how badly we have failed. We have to understand, folks, we reap what we sow. Where we sow it in ignorance or not, we still sow it, and we're going to reap it. If my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, I mean, they've done things ignorantly. They don't know the truth. So I'm not throwing stones. We've all been deceived, every one of us. But it's time for us to recognize the deception and change it before it's too late. I don't know how I can explain this, and again, I'll not get all of it tonight, obviously, because I'll do it this weekend, hopefully in Bible study in much more detail. But if we are so deceived that we don't even understand that the word peace means that he's going to destroy the world through false security and prosperity, and obviously that's true right now. People are turning to government right now, especially in the United States, to feed them, clothe them, house them, take care of them, take them to the doctor. I mean, that you and I both have done that. We've all done that. And now that the government now tells us what to do and how to do it. You say, well, no, they don't. Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. They tax you everywhere you turn because they own you, basically. Nehemiah 9 said they own you, have dominion over your body and your cattle and your land, and they do. But we got here through ignorance. You know, we're supposed to grow in the Lord enough that we're not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Now, that doesn't just mean spiritual doctrine necessarily, although I guess it all is spiritual. When it comes out of man, it comes out of his heart when he speaks it. But man's teachings, man's doctrines, government doctrines, church school doctrine, public school doctrines, all these can be false and lead us down the wrong way. Even church doctrines have done it. We should know the Word of God that we're not tossed to and fro with all these things. You know that. It's Bible. But unfortunately, we seem to forget that we are the ones here to be salt and light. We seem like we don't understand the severity of our fall in this world, in this nation, and what's done to our families and to our nation and to our children and our grandchildren. We don't seem to understand just how serious it was when the church departed from the Word of God and started following fables of men. Now, I said fables. That's what I said. It's like the pre-trib rapture is a fable. And so is the once saved, always saved. It's a fable. And people turn their ears there because they want their ears tickled. You understand that, don't you? You understand that? But because we have all become somewhat self-centered and greedy, we've sought wealth. You say, oh, no, we haven't. Yeah, we have. Every time we get our mind up on things on this earth before the things of God, it becomes our idol. We're told to be content with clothing and raiment. Most of us aren't. I never was. So I'm not throwing stones. I'm telling the truth about me. I always wanted better. Nothing wrong with that. As long as it's in perspective of what your duties are to God. Unfortunately, I have forgotten many times over the years, even though I've been a preacher, where my priorities should be. We shouldn't be tossed to and fro, folks, back and forth between everything we hear. We shouldn't be tossed to and fro because it confuses. And one of the things I've learned over the years is the reason we don't want to stand up and reveal the truth is because we can lose friends and family. We can lose our jobs. We can lose our stuff. You know what I mean? But I want you to stop and think, what did it cost the disciples when they stood for Christ? What did it cost Paul? I mean, we are a people given to murmuring and complaining. That's what we are. We're human beings. We do that. And no matter how blessed we are, sometimes I find myself still sometimes complaining, and I shouldn't be. But when you don't understand Scripture, you don't understand history, it's easy to get off track and not know which way to go. You know, this nation was founded, and I said founded, not the 1700s. No. By the time they got to the late 1700s, the nation had started turning away from God in a lot of different ways. But in the 1600s, I'll be sharing this Saturday, the Puritans and Pilgrims were set up, and their whole goal was to make the church authority and the civil authority obey the same laws. That's true. Matter of fact, McGuffey, the guy who wrote the McGuffey Reader, said the church and civil authority were so close to the same, they couldn't tell them apart. You know, where one ended and another began. Because the people followed the laws of God. They didn't need laws of man. They followed the laws of God and saw the laws of God enforced. But it was, you know, that would be considered fanatical day. You know that. That'd be hate. Oh, it'd be so. That's hateful. Back then, you put your death for murder and for rape. They put you to death for teaching false gods. Yes, in Connecticut, that was one of the first things done. Set up a law that if you taught another god besides Jehovah God, you're put to death. That's about. I mean, that's what Connecticut is. That's truth. Just like they did in the Bible, folks. When Israel followed God. Our founders knew who they were. They knew they were of the tribes of Israel. They knew that. And they come here to set up a new Israel, new Jerusalem, if you will. And they did so for a while, as always. But by the time late 1700s come around, they lost some of the gold. But I'll get into that more of a detail this coming weekend, because I want you to see how the writings of the founders undermine the scriptures of Christ and laid a time bomb for our country. If you read News of Fuse and read my article there, you read the article I just did a while back entitled With No Apologies. I exposed some of those time bombs in the U.S. Constitution even then. And they're there. Maybe not intended in a way that they turn out to be, but they're there. But one of the biggest fallacies that I followed for years, because I didn't know. I didn't know, and I listened to other teachers, and I was brought up to think this, and I didn't know the difference. I looked at the church, and I looked at the word church in the Bible, and I didn't know it just the other day until I was given a revelation right out of the concordance that has always been there, but I was given revelation to me. When I read it, all I could say was, wow. Wow, that's powerful. Wow, that's powerful. Because it was there all along. I just hadn't taken time to study it out and find it. That's how dueless I am sometimes. I come to studying the Word of God. But this, the huge revelation I got was not hidden from me by any hidden by anything except that our ignorance and my ignorance was in laziness and studying for the Word of God. I didn't see it. One of the most common words used by Christians today, of course, is church. To us, a church means a place we go to get together and worship or sing songs and hear preaching. We think it's a building, but no, the church is not the building. The church are people in the building. And we have a very incomplete understanding of the word church. And again, I can't wait to get into more detail on this at our Bible study this coming Saturday. I'm just skimming through it right now. But whenever I realize and start studying what the word church really is, the Greek word ecclesiastia, I can't even say it right, but ecclesiastia, and what it really meant, what the words actually mean, I was stunned. I thought the church's whole duty on this earth was to go out and save souls and spread the gospel of Christ and you know, lead people to Christ. And that, of course, is the main thrust, or should be, of all believers. But there was much more to it than that. Much more to it. The word church in the New Testament is found 117 times. And all the references to the concordance are 1577, except for one. It was 2417. It was talking about assembly of people that were not Christians, but they were religious. The 1577 talks about the Christian Church of Christ. And explains some detail about this, folks. And I can't wait to teach this more this coming weekend, because I want you to see just exactly what it means. We have been so blessed. We have been given the power, the authority, and the strength to further God's kingdom here on earth. But we have been duped through ignorance out of our calling before God Almighty. We've been tricked, if you will, by the wiles of Satan. We've been deceived. We didn't recognize the deception. And I promise you that the masses never will in this earth recognize the deception. Most still think the church is here just to preach them goodness, make everybody feel good, and send them home. That isn't true at all. The church is here to spread the kingdom of Christ. First, for someone to be born into the kingdom, translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of Jesus Christ. Then, according to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, to be made citizens of heaven, so they can walk in authority on this earth and understand their citizenship is not on this earth, it's in heaven. It already is. You're not waiting. If you're born again, your citizenship is already in heaven. It's not waiting to get there. It's already there. The kingdom is already in you. and your job is to spread that kingdom worldwide. Why do you think in Matthew 28, the last few verses, he didn't say go out and save the souls? That isn't what he said at all, folks. I know it makes people like, I'm going to say that, but that isn't what he said. That was not the Great Commission. Well, saving souls, of course, is a great calling. When that's, the Bible says a wise man saves souls. And that's got to be done before anything else can be really done. But he didn't say go out and save souls. He said go out and teach all the nations. Teach them what? Teach them to observe whatsoever commanded you. Teaching them the laws of God. That's what it says. Saving souls is vitally important. And I praise God for everyone that comes to know Christ. But it doesn't end there. We're to go out and not only evangelize, but teach the laws of God and further His kingdom and will upon this earth. That's why we're here. That's why we're ambassadors. And I understand that rattles some people's tree. Shakes a tree, and I'm sorry. I didn't do it for that reason. But Caesar feared the church in his day. Do you think the church is feared in America today? We're laughed at. We're scorned. We're mocked. We're ridiculed. We're being persecuted and prosecuted, and it's rightfully so. Why should they respect the dead thing? The church of America as a whole is a dead thing. They're not growing. They're losing memberships. They're losing members. They're not making people accountable for the evils. Politicians do what they want. They pass the laws they want. They do what they want to do. The church keeps silent. Well, we're just waiting around for the rapture. We're just going to go in and see souls saved. That is not the whole calling of the body of Christ. It is not. And if you look up the meaning of the word church in concordance, you might be surprised as I was. The first part of it says that the members on earth or saints in heaven are, or both. In other words, it says we are citizens of heaven now and on the earth. And we're a community of members on the earth or saints in heaven. So we're both the same in the eyes of God. We're already in heaven. We're assembly of righteous people, already citizenship in heaven. And it's stressed that we are a people for a special purpose, called out for a special purpose. It says that we're a new society. Now listen, society. A society is set up of rules and laws. The church was set up to be followed rules and laws. Most churches today are very antinomian. That means without law, they teach all grace and no law. And all grace and no law is the destruction of America and destruction of souls. If people don't know the law, they don't know the sin. If they don't know the sin, they don't need grace. They don't need grace, they don't need Christ. But Christ, the word church means that we are part of a new society. And Jesus is the founder of it. And we're to be knit together in the closest spiritual bonds and all together and independent of space. In other words, we are not confined to four walls. We're independent of space. Our church body scattered all over the world. And it's not just here to see souls saved, folks. It's here to make a difference in society. The word ecclesiastia means called out. A calling, called out of. And you know what the word means in Greek? Church? It's a body of citizens gathered to discuss the affairs of state. When's the last time you heard that about a church meeting, a church membership? When did your preacher ever tell you that we're here to be involved in the affairs of state and further God's kingdom and His law system upon this earth, as we're commanded in Matthew 28? When's the last time you heard that by any preacher? Well, tell me, when was it? You never have you? Christ said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But the gates of hell prevailing against the church in America today because the church is no longer built upon the solid rock of Christ and His commandments and His laws. Sin is being tolerated in by all believers in the church this nation day, at least hidden sin, but sin being tolerated, open sin being tolerated. I told Nikki one time that his pastor of their church had a boy shacking up with his daughter in their house and let them live there together, and you know the deacon didn't even care, and he was on the deacon board. He didn't care that their pastor had a son and a girl shacking up together in their house. They didn't care. But the Bible tells me if the man cannot rule his own house, he cannot lead the house of God. But how many people know that the church was to discuss the affairs of state? That's why Caesar feared them. They don't fear us today because we're so busy waiting for the rapture or whatever we're doing in church. They know we're not going to affect them any. Caesar rules unimpeded in America today. But Caesar feared the disciples and the founders of the early church because he knew what they were teaching would overthrow his kingdom. There are many religions in Rome, folks. They're multicultural, just like America was, a multicultural society. Many religions in Rome, because they conquered foreign lands and they had their own religions. And Rome didn't care if you practiced that religion. They didn't. As long as once a year, you'd pay homage to Caesar and burn incense to Caesar. They didn't care. You do that once a year, you can go out and preach all you want to about your religion. You in the Bible, you'll find them. You remember about the goddess Diana and all them, you know. The silversmiths got rich making shrines to her. These were all around. But Caesar didn't mind those. Caesar hated when the Christians started preaching Christ and a new law system and a new society as God's laws, as supreme. They hated that. They feared that. That's why they're persecuted. That's why they're fed to the lions. That's why they were sawn asunder. That's why they burned the stake. But today, that's been forgotten because, we just never took time to learn it. Our founders of this country knew this. I'll share some of their writing this coming weekend and what they said about this country and why they founded it. I'll try to get it all done in an hour. I don't know if we will or not, but I will do my best this coming weekend because I want you to see the whole picture. The church has lost its direction. The church had become a mamby-pamby social club, not a society of believers that has the laws of God in their hearts and live by them, and do not go by man's laws if man's laws are contrary to God's laws. They don't do it, and they can form society eventually and undermine the throne of Caesar. Undermined it by a new kingdom coming forth out of them. When the Pilgrims and Puritans left England, they were in confrontation with another dominion, and they wouldn't tolerate it. They were going to follow God. Back at the break, folks, you want to talk to me, you can. 844-769-2944. And please, just if you remember, just call once a week if you don't mind. And you new callers, love to hear new callers, man. I really would.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, and no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. I'll get you a phone call in just a few minutes, I promise. 844-769-2944. You can call us in the office tomorrow if you like. If you have long distance, if you can call us on a toll number, we'd appreciate that. You can call us at 304-846-4448. And if you don't have long distance, you can call us at 800-777-4403. So there'll be an office tomorrow from 9 to 3. Got to close early because I'm going to Crystal's cousin's funeral. Crystal and G will not be here tomorrow because of the death, and they're very close family. I'll be here in the office by myself tomorrow most of the day and do what I can to answer the phones and do what I can to take orders, but they won't be filled until next week. So please excuse us tomorrow as a short staffed. And I can understand why it'd be hard to try to put a day's work in when you had a cousin who was almost like a sister to you, and she passed away unexpectedly, you know, and about the same age as Crystal too. That was kind of a shocker. But I'll get the phone call to me, and I promise I do want to get to you. But I want to do this lesson this coming Saturday in much more detail, if at all possible, because I want this point brought across in a very clear and precise manner. Our founders of this country recognized the duty of the church in what was good, what was to be America. And for years, at least 170 years or so, in their state covenants, if you will, or we'll call them constitutions, in order to run for office, you had to be a Protestant, born-again Christian. I'm telling the truth. You had to be a Protestant to start with. They just got off underneath the Catholic yoke. Had to be a Protestant, born-again Christian to run for office. And that was taken out with our Constitution. Folks, I'm telling you, well-intentioned or not, I'm not going to question that fact. That was one of the time bombs put in there that destroyed our nation eventually. And the church in America lost its, somewhere along the line, between the Pilgrims and Puritans, up until, I would say, at least the early 1900s, maybe we had some direction as a true reason why the church was here. I remember one of our senators from our state, and I think it was Humphreys, years ago said that the politicians feared the church. But that's no longer the fact, truth at all. LBJ feared the church, Lyndon Baines Johnson feared the church because they almost lost him an election as senator in Texas. They didn't like him. He almost lost the election. So LBJ had the IRS bring in the 501c3 code to make the churches tax exempt They were already tax immune. They never were taxed. They were tax immune. But they took the privilege of being tax exempt, which made the IRS their head, and now they're calling the chips in, so to speak. It's taken about 50, 60 years. This happened back in 1954. It's about, I guess, 65 years ago or so. And now they're calling them in. Do you understand the deception? Are you starting to get the picture? If the church does not influence society, who will? Obviously, folks, you can see the answer to that by looking around you today. We have lost sight of why the church of God was put on this earth and left here. If our duty was finished whenever we're born again, he'd take us out. He said, I'll leave you here to teach all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. He said, I want you to do this. Teach them. You're part of a society that Christ is ahead of. You take that society and spread it through the world. Be salt and light. Preserve the world. Preserve your nation. The church filled up miserably more than my lifetime ago. It's steadily gotten worse because the church has decayed from the inside out. I know we have churches that have 10,000 in their services, and they got to have four or five services, and I understand all that. But are they teaching the dominion mandate of God to go out and disciple the nations? Are they teaching that? Are they exposing sin and evil and telling us we need to stand against corruption in all levels, whether it be in the government or in schools? Are they teaching that? No, they're not teaching that. They're teaching how to feel good and send them seed money so they can grow the ministry. You'll be blessed a thousandfold. They're charlatans. They're hirelings. They don't teach. They don't get in and have a meeting to discuss the state of the nation. They don't discuss, you know, the situations in this country and how evil it's become with what we're doing now to legalize, make even more acceptable and mandatory the rights of sexual deviance. They don't discuss affairs of state and the immoral laws being passed, gun control, and voter fraud is going to be upheld now by HR 5 that passes. They don't discuss that. I promise you, if you go to church this weekend, you won't hear one time, one of the bills before the House or Congress, before the House or Senate, that's undermining what's left of this country's morals. You won't hear that. You don't want to mix religion and politics. You don't want to talk about politics or religion. Christ did. That's why he was crucified. The disciples did. That's why they put him in prison. That's why Caesar hated them. He feared them, just like King George feared the Black Robe Brigade regiment, he called them. He feared the preachers. And why do you think the first battle was fought on a church house lawn, and it was led by a pastor named Clark? Coincidence, right? No, I don't think so. You don't either. Let's take a phone call too before I get too wrapped up. Keep on going. Let's start with first and Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Everything's well with you. You were mentioning the verse that Jesus had with the disciples about the gates of hell.
Yes.
That verse is so rich in missed meanings. I mean, the whole conversation is when he calls Simon Peter, he's calling him Petra. I'm sorry,
right.
Petros,
right.
Which is like, you know, gravel on the side of a creek bed.
Right.
And then he says, on this Petra, I'm going to build my church.
Right.
Petra is the giant boulder. And Petra is the confession that Peter made that you're the Son of God. And Jesus said, you know, you wouldn't have gotten that had not God given it to you.
True.
And so on that profession, he built his church, the profession that Jesus is Lord, given by God. Why would he build it on a fallen man?
That's true.
But
very
even
true.
Further, where you talked about the gates of hell, and he said, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Well, Pastor, gates are defensive.
That's true, isn't it?
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're supposed to be on the offense.
Yes, I know.
Satan's supposed to be trying to keep us out.
Yep, and the church has certainly failed at that.
Yep.
The church has embraced satanic teachings and immoral activities today. You know, a long time ago I read somewhere a wise man said, that which we tolerate today, we'll embrace tomorrow.
Correct, but yeah.
The church has tolerated sin, now they're embracing sin. They're teaching love,
and another way about I can't remember how it goes, Pastor, but there's several sayings along that line. But it's getting used to the dark.
It is. That was the old song by the McCamers. You may remember that song back in the '70s or eighties. Getting used to the dark. Yeah, that was a song I played on the program a few times. Getting used to the dark. That's what's happened. You know, brother, I attended a funeral in a church where I was saved back in 1971, and that church used to run near to 200 every weekend in church. When I went up there to the funeral, there's 11 people showed up that weekend in the church. 11 people with a donation of $9. Now that's how much has fallen off in my lifetime. That shows how weak the church is getting.
The mega society churches, they're raking it in.
Oh, they are. They are.
Well, because they're feeding the false doctrine.
Of course.
They're eating it up.
You know, the name of this lesson I'm going to teach Saturday is called Recognizing Deception. Well, we haven't recognized deception we have seen some, but overall, I didn't understand the meaning of the word church and what it really meant, that we are a society, a political society. The church is a body politic. I didn't know that.
Well, Pastor, you know, you talk about deception. I didn't realize how far America had fallen. I thought this scandemic would come on the back of a war where everybody was in panic.
Yeah.
But everything was going fine. You remember February of last year? There was nothing going on that was out
That's
of
right.
whack, and all of a sudden they showed these people in China flopping around, and we've got a lockdown, and oh man, I didn't think America would fall this easily. But we were right for it, weren't we?
We were, and most of the churches sat down with them, and a lot of them are still wearing masks, and I'm thinking, my God in heaven, we're so afraid of dying that we'll close down the churches against the will of our God, and we'll wear a mask because we're scared of dying, and we know they don't even work, and even the CDC says they don't work, but no one pays attention to that. Oh, we don't want to offend anybody. Well, why did they crucify Christ? Because he didn't offend anybody? He offended a lot of people, especially the so-called church today. They're the one that had him killed.
That's right. Do you remember Lindsey Williams?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I talk to Lindsey once in a while, yes.
He is alive and well, and he put a video out at the start of this COVID thing, and he explained why the elite deliberately attacked the church with this thing, because they wanted to shut it down. It's a gathering place.
That's right.
It's a focal point. It
That's
still takes
true.
Him 45 minutes to get to the point, but if you watch that video, it's really good.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. Yes,
your doctor friend in Mexico, and he's still with it.
Yes, he is. I was with Lindsey last time in Mexico. We spent some time together. He was down there also. But the point of it is that the church. I don't know how to put this. There were a few exceptions, praise God. But overall, the church in America just lost its backbone, went home, and whimpered like a little puppy and said, well, we got to obey government. That's not in the Bible anywhere. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible to obey the unjust law, but people do it because they're afraid. They're afraid of what people think about them. They're afraid of what may be the consequence if they don't. Our church wrote a letter. I wrote the letter. Our church signed it and told our governor, he's not our boss. We don't work for him. He has no authority over us. We're not shutting down our church. We sent a picture of the church fellowship and told him, here we are. We'll be here again, whatever date was. We'll be here next time. And no one ever said a word to us because they don't have the authority to do that. But the church follows man's authority over Christ.
There's great power in fear, Pastor. But it's imaginary because it's the shadow of death.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And fear, by the way, is satanic worship. You know that.
Yes.
The devil drives the fear of Christ, leads by faith. If you're walking in fear, you're worshiping Satan. Just that simple.
You're certainly with him.
That's
Pastor,
right.
I'm taking up enough of your time, man. Thank you for your teachings, and I'll call back.
Okay, glad to hear from you. Join us this week if you can in Bible study. Love to have you. Love to have you.
I'm thinking about it. I sit on 24 acres, and it's raining up until this weekend, so I don't know what my schedule is going to be, but I got to chase the yard.
Well, if you can join us, I think you enjoy that. You can watch us live on the internet, or you can call our phone numbers and get it. Love to have you join us.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay. God bless, my friend. Thanks for the call. Good call. Good guy. I like a man that talks Bible and understands what's going on. Let's go next to our brother in Arizona. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing.
Well, that's a good start.
As a matter of fact, that's what I want to talk about doing.
Okay.
In Ephesians chapter 2, now everybody that listens to your program will know this, so I ain't going to elongate this very much. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." See, the church, and I noticed, Butch, I've been to quite a few churches here. And you brought up something, when I went in there, some of the first things that they would tell me is, "We don't get political here."
Hmm.
And I says, "Well, that's kind of self-evident. You let the world go to hell in a handbasket out there, because you're afraid to talk about this or that because you might lose people." Well, lose them.
Yeah.
Don't
Amen.
Be afraid that somebody will leave. And so, in the book of Ephesians here, which I just read from, and this is what I've seen in the churches, okay? Now, we don't put on the whole armor of God so we can have pop dinners every third Sunday.
No,
what they do is they talk about certain things, read a few scriptures, but they don't do nothing. So when
That's
you
exactly
don't
right.
do nothing, don't expect nothing good to happen. Now, he said to do good works. Now,
he did.
I won't spend too much time on this, but I've been to several churches, and I don't see very much do in any of these churches. And I have a little list of do's that as I do my Bible studies on Saturday, every time I come to the word do or work, I circle it and I put it in a little book. So anyways, the word do is over 500 times within Scripture. And it tells you
wow.
about things to do and things not to do. But the churches today, they have no do's in them. Now,
well,
I want to say one more thing, and I'll let
yes,
somebody
sir.
Else get on here. Do you remember Jeff White? We did a radio show together one time on your show.
Jeff White. Off the top of my head, no, but go ahead.
Of Survivors.
Oh, okay. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, you know, he has been a soldier for the preborn for over 35 years.
Yes.
So I talked to him just the other day. Now, he had open heart surgery a week ago. So he's in his second week of trying to recover from that. And so I would covet the people who's listening here to pray for him. Now, he has been fighting for the preborn and also the born babies that are killed and used up. For baby parts financed by the government. So he's out in San Francisco fighting against this, him and a small team, just like I have a small team here. There's never many of us who are out in the streets trying to save these babies. But he's been a trooper, so I pray that your people that listen to this program would just take a few minutes and just pray for Jeff White that God would heal him and put him back on the street.
Amen.
So we covet your prayers, and God bless you, Butch. Before you go,
if you talk to Jeff, maybe have him call me. I'd like to tell him about the Strauss heart drops. I think he'd be glad to hear about those.
I'll try to get a hold of him. He's been pretty busy, but I'll try, Butch.
Yeah, Ben, I think that would help him.
I'll call you tomorrow, morning sometime.
That'd be great. Okay,
I'll see
thanks,
if I can
Ed.
Get a hold of him.
That'd be great because I know you'd help him. I know they would. They've helped me tremendously.
Okay. Okay, I'll talk to you in the morning. I'll let somebody else get on here.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for the call.
God keep you in safe.
Well, thank you so much. What a sweet call. Thank you. All right, let's go next to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Hey, Butch. How you doing tonight?
Good.
I figured out how you can get the church to be political.
How's that?
Take away Christmas, Easter, and Sundays, the potluck dinners, and take away all the pet doctrines. That would probably...
yeah.
And they wouldn't know what to do. Years ago, you had a guest on named Dr. Bill Deagle.
Oh, yes.
Some of us old timers have listened to you a long time, probably familiar with him. He said something that I think was back in 2011. He said that America is the last tentpole to the world.
Yes.
And with this last election, we're, our tentpole got cut down to a stump. And we're not looking. And the church today is so stuck on, you know, wealth, health, and prosperity that they never will know what it would be like to have no food. Now, there was a Chinese missionary that came to our country, and he said the problem with the American church is they never suffered persecution.
That's exactly right.
It's coming to us.
We are soft spiritually, soft mentally, and soft physically as a people.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
And there was a statement you made earlier. It was John Wesley who made that statement.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was John Wesley, founder of, well, he didn't create the Methodist Church. He just wished nobody named one after him.
Yes.
Or created. But yeah, it was Wesley. So, you know, if we're down to a stump on the ground from a tent pole and the church is not recognizing it, then the judgment will start at the church and they will never recognize it.
That's true. Now, well, they're waiting for the rapture anyway. They're not worried about it.
Well, I got a feeling if they're waiting on the rapture, they're going to be awfully PO'd at their preachers.
I agree. Well, hopefully, Joe, I'll see you Saturday morning.
You definitely will see me Saturday morning.
Okay. Looking forward to it. And give me a call tomorrow. I found some information about what you asked me today, and I'll tell you about more in the office. Okay? Give me a call tomorrow.
Oh, we'll do that in the morning.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Good call. Let's go next to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
You're right on about Jesus and the Great Commission. He said in Matthew 28:30, we're to teach them to observe all these things I've commanded you. We're to teach the law of God, like you said, the importance of the Ten Commandments.
Sure.
In Deuteronomy 6:25, it says, it shall be for our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Deuteronomy 8:1, all these commandments I command thee this day to observe. And I like this one here, Exodus 31:16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe it as a perpetual covenant throughout all time. And I just want to read a few quotes from the Catholic Church here. The observance of Sunday by the Protestants is an homage or an image they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, for 1,000 years before the existence of a Protestant, by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. Of course, the Catholic Church claims the change was her act, and the act is a mark of ecclesiastical authority in religious things. You can check this out. Every calendar and all the countries in Europe, Sunday is the seventh day of the week, Monday is the first, and in conflict with United States, Canada, some other ones where the Sabbath or Saturday is the seventh day of the week. But the papacy is the main leader behind this one world government, and I believe that Sunday is going to be a key issue. They're going to enforce it worldwide. And we should be teaching the importance of all the commandments, including the seventh-day Sabbath. It was written by the finger of God. Moses didn't write the Sabbath commandment. Almighty God did, with his own finger and stone. I thought I just wanted to get that out.
A good point. You know what's really beyond that, Bruce, is really sad? We can't even teach moral laws today.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't even teach children that they're boys and girls. They're not mixed breeds. We can't even get that straight anymore. I mean, God in heaven, how deceived are we?
It's sick.
It is sick. It's beyond sick. I just can't comprehend it. But good call, Bruce. Thanks for info. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Very good call. All right, let's go next to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, it's been a while. I moved to a new location, but I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
We're talking about the Sabbath, but how the country has strayed from the truth. And both parties now, Friends and Butch and not it, but both, including Trump, are both promoting the vaccinations, which is killing people. And you know, people, if you're out there forcing people to wear a mask and do this and to get a vaccination, I am convinced that you are not of God. Would you agree, Butch?
Yes, I'm convinced they're totally deceived anyway, but that's a problem. The pastors aren't teaching anything, Dino. The pastors are not
that's
teaching
right,
the
right.
church.
Yep.
The hirelings.
Yeah, you're right. They're hirelings. And if you want to get a good book on the truth about how this country has strayed, it's by Partakers Publications. Write this down for listening. Partakers Publications, the name of the book is Too Long in the Sun. It's a very good book. I could send it to you, book, if you want a copy of it.
I have it already. I already have it.
You do?
I do have
it, praise
yes.
Praise God. Good for you. God, that book, friend, and the Lord said in John 14:15, if you obey my commandments, you will love me. In other words, if you're not obeying the commandments, people, you're not in God's will. And quite frankly, right now, with what's going on in the country, the political mess, it's all been redefined, right, Butch? Yeah.
That's right.
It's amazing. Yep.
Well, you know, as I said, the church has even lost its way morally. They accept sin. They live in sin. They got used to the dark. So how do you expect them to obey the laws of God when they don't even know up from down morally?
Yeah, politically, the country, you ain't going to change every time there's a problem now. They sue somebody. Nope. The founding fathers, when they left London and England, or Holland and London, they left because the Catholic Church was burning people at the stake. Yep.
That's part
now,
of it, for sure.
And now we have, I live about 5 miles from the Catholic Church and 5 miles from the Lutheran Church now that I moved.
Hmm.
And yeah, without Martin Luther, friend, and we wouldn't even have a church today because the founders, they based their entire governmental provisions on the Bible.
No, on the scripture
today.
They did. I'll be sharing some of this Saturday in Bible study. I'll be reading out their own writings. We're down about the last minute, Dino. Anything you want to say very quickly?
No, that's books. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it. Yep. Thanks for calling, Dino. Thank you. And folks, don't forget, being off tomorrow, but just from 9 to 3, going to a funeral tomorrow. Crystal had death in her family. I know you all love Crystal, so keep in your prayers, please. And I will see you again Monday night, Lord willing, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and a lot of stuff this week coming up covered. Don't go away.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.